Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for spending some time with us today. The Leaves in Autumn shares a powerful story of love, loss, resilience, and hope. As a young woman is left to choose between her heart's desire and her father's approval, The Leaves in Autumn is the impressive debut novel from Irma Jones, a U.S. Army veteran. She attended Columbia College Chicago, earning her B.A. degree in journalism. She now attends California Southern University, where she will receive her master's in law. Irma lives in Chicago with her husband, Philip. Irma Jones, author of The Leaves Change in Autumn, is joining us on This Week in America. Irma, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. What a, as I say, a very impressive debut novel, The Leaves Change in Autumn. We'll talk about as much of the book as we can without giving away too much. We want to get people interested, then they can buy the book and follow the story themselves. But where did this idea come from? Where did this thought for this whole storyline come from for you?
Well, the idea came from experiences in my own life with my parents and my older sister. I have a sister that's 7 years older than me. And when she started dating, she was dating this guy that my parents, my mother especially, didn't like. So my mother did everything in her power to try to end the relationship between my sister and this guy. And some of the things that I have Sheriff Murphy saying in the book is some of the actual things that my mother said to my sister at that time.
Well, that's interesting that story formulated during your youth, you know, as you were growing up and these things were happening. And you remembered all of these, obviously, quite vividly. How long had you been thinking about writing a novel based on this general storyline?
Well, I started thinking about writing a novel about 3 years ago. And I was trying to think about how would I write a story like that. So I thought about the characters. I didn't want it exactly how my life grew up, how I grew up in my life. So I wanted the characters to be more like the small town setting, like in the Wild West, because I'm a Wild West fan, like from Gunsmoke and stuff
that. Yes.
So I wanted the characters to be in a small town setting.
Yeah, you've done a nice job in doing that, in capturing these people. And let's talk about the characters. Taylor Murphy is the lead character that we follow in the book, the character that's got this dilemma. She's got the love of her family and her father, and she's got her interest in a young man on the other side of the equation. Talk about Taylor. Give us some background on her, and describe that small town in Texas where she lives.
So she lives in Texas in a small town with her father, and her mother had died when she was in high school. And her father raised her as a single parent, along with his sister, her auntie. And she traveled with her auntie, who had a cool job that she traveled all around the world. And Taylor met this guy, but she knew this guy in town named Anton, who she wanted to date. But Anton was basically a bad boy who stayed in trouble with her father. But Taylor secretly liked him, and she wanted to date him. But she was afraid of what her father might say because her father was sheriff of a small town. So one day she decided to talk to Anton. So she went up to talk to Anton, and Anton asked her out, and he started dating, and her father disapproved of their relationship. But she dated him anyway. It was this other guy in town named Jonathan, who family was very influential in the town.
Yes, and the sheriff likes him too, doesn't he? That's sort of his preference for his daughter.
Right, but Jonathan's family was very influential in the town, and the sheriff liked Jonathan and wanted Taylor to date Jonathan, and Jonathan liked Taylor. Taylor liked Jonathan, but she didn't like him as much as she liked it Anton, because Anton was her dream boyfriend.
Anton has some baggage, doesn't he? You mentioned that he sort of has a reputation in town.
Yes, Anton has this bad reputation. He's been in trouble. He robbed the liquor store. He beat up on the kids in the school. He had a real bad reputation.
And the last thing the sheriff wants for his daughter is to have a relationship with him. And what he pretty much will stop at nothing to end that relationship, won't he?
Right. Shell wanted her to date Jonathan, but Taylor insisted on dating Anton. And the sheriff would do nothing but stop at nothing but to end this relationship. And so one day, Anton goes over to Taylor's house, and one of the gossipers in town tells the sheriff. The sheriff finds out, and he kicks Taylor out. And Taylor, she moves in with Anton, and everything goes from bad to worse.
Yeah, it goes sideways from there, and you can follow the story in the debut novel of our guest Irma Jones. The book is The Leaves Change in Autumn. Irma Jones is the author. Her website is authorirmajones.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can click on directly to get information on Irma's book. And it puts Taylor in a situation where she has to make some very tough decisions. She's got love, she's got family, she's got all of this that she's trying to work out. A problem that many people and families go through, and as Irma mentioned, that was sort of the basis for the story from her family life. Let's talk about writing this book. Once you decided, I'm going to go ahead and write this story, how long did it take to get started actually writing, and then how long before you published? Because I'm assuming you formulated at least. Go ahead.
It took me 3 years to write the book. I thought about the book. I thought about how I wanted to write it. I started. I wanted it to be in a small town with a small town setting and the small town feel. And I thought about the characters, how I wanted the characters to be. Writing the book about 3 years ago, and then I rewrote the story. I started off as a short story, and then I rewrote it, and it ended up as a novel.
Well, and you did such a nice job with the characters. The characters are all very relatable. We can relate very easily with Taylor and her father, what he was going through, the sheriff and his emotions with his daughter, being a single parent, all of that. And you've mentioned the setting, the small Texas town, which is a very important part of the sort of the backstory with what we read about the plot line and The Leaves Change in Autumn. How challenging was that? Because you actually sort of make the city a character, don't you? That location becomes a very important part of the story you're telling.
Yes, it's a make-believe city.
Yes.
That I dreamt up in my head. But I did a little research on Texas, and I came across a small town called Blanco. I think I'm pronouncing it right. And I did a little research on it, and then I kind of dressed up my small town to fit that small town in Texas.
When you started the writing process for The Leaves Change in Autumn, did you work from an outline? Is that how this began? Did you sort of know where things were going to go?
I write all of my stories. I outline all of my stories, and I follow the outline probably from beginning to end. It's not exactly the way the outline is, but that's how I started.
So that's sort of a good
write all my stories.
Yes, that's sort of what a good roadmap for you is. As you're sitting there and doing the narrative, putting the story together, you sort of know where things are going to go. Maybe take a few detours along the way, but you know pretty much where it's going to go at that point.
Right, I know it's pretty much where it's going to go, because when I outline it from the beginning to the end, and then I kind of follow the outline. But when I was writing it, I got creative, and some things I added, and some I took away. But it's pretty much straightforward from the outline.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Irma Jones, the author of The Leaves Change in Autumn. This is her debut novel. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. You also can get information on the book and order it at Irma's website, which is authorirmajones.com. If you're traveling, can't remember all of that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Irma's website and go from there. How about talking about the development of characters? It's always interesting in getting what's a workable number. And it seems like in your story, you've got the right number of characters. A number of characters add to the story, but not so much that they sort of get in the way from time to time. How difficult was that to come up with the supporting cast in the story?
Well, when I was writing the story, I thought about the story, so the characters kind of fitted in with the story that I was writing. So I really wasn't thinking about the number of characters. It was just that how they fitted in at this point, at this time, and at this point.
You know, that's probably the best way to do that, isn't it? Because it's not like you've got this formula now that you've got, you said, I'm going to have eight characters. I got six. I have to add two more. You sort of brought in characters organically, didn't you? That sort of fed into the story.
Right. It was just the story I was writing. I started off writing the story. I didn't write for the characters. I had like four main characters, and that was Taylor, Jonathan, DeSher, and Anta. And I started the story off with them, and then the other characters just fell in place.
Were there times as you were writing the story? I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought.
I'm through. The characters just fell in place as I wrote the story.
Well, and that's why it flows so well, because in your mind, the story is unfolding as you're writing it, and that makes perfect sense and makes for the flow of the book. As you're writing this, you often hear writers that say, you know, I hit this writer's block, I hit this roadblock where I can't think of anything else. I need to stop and then come back to it later, and hopefully things will pick up where I left off. So I'll ask you about that. If you ever hit that point where I need to take a break, and the other side of that I always think of is, once you get going in your mind, how can you stop writing? I would think the story you're telling would constantly be in the back of your mind, and once you get rolling, I don't want to walk away from the computer right now. First of all, from the writer's block standpoint, did you ever have a period where, okay, I need to step back a little bit now?
That's where my outline came through.
Ah, yes.
Because I outlined my story, so I knew exactly what I was going to write about. When I outlined, I wrote it scene by scene. My outline was this particular scene and this particular scene. But when I looked at my outline, I knew exactly what I was going to write.
Well, yeah, the benefit of having that outline that you talked about, which you relied on, the other side of that is, I've got my outline in front of me. I know where the next three scenes are going to go. I know it's 12 o'clock and I've got class tomorrow and I probably should go to bed, but I want to keep writing. Is it difficult sometimes to stop when you really get some momentum going?
Yes, it is. It's very difficult. And I have to stop and start back over. But I try to finish the scene before I actually stop. I try to finish what I'm writing. And then I know where I'm going to pick up the next day.
Well, you've done an excellent job. The book is so well written. It's a compelling story. The Leaves Change in Autumn, a story of love, loss, resilience, and hope, a real-life story, comes to life in the book, The Leaves Change in Autumn. Irma Jones, our guest in the program. A couple minutes left in the show. This is your debut novel. Are you working on something else now?
Yes, I'm going into a different direction for my next project. One of my favorite things to read is romance novels. So a couple of months ago, I got into reading paranormal romance. So my next project is a paranormal romance about this girl named Amanda, who got abducted by aliens and was taken to their planet and to marry this alien guy named Aiden, who wants her to be his bride. He falls in love with her. She falls in love with him, but she wants to go back home to Earth, and that's what the story is about, her trying to get away from Aiden and come back to Earth.
Well, you've got my attention on that one as well, so I'm waiting to see how that book turns out, and hopefully have an opportunity to talk about that. What is this experience? A minute or so left in the program. What's this been like? You live this dream of writing the book. It's published. You're holding up. You got a great book cover there. People are buying the book and responding. What's this experience been like for you? Obviously a pleasant one, because you're going to turn around and do it again with another story that you're going to tell.
It's been a great experience. And I didn't really dream of it making it this far. I didn't think it was going to get I didn't think that The Leaves Change in Autumn was going to get the response that it had gotten. A lot of people call me about the book, and they're very interested in it. And I was amazed at how much response that I had got from it.
Well, it's a great story, and it's well told. Helping you along the way, I know, has been Paige Turner, who helped us set up the interview and on the program today. What has that experience been like for you in working with Paige Turner, in going along as you're promoting the book?
Well, Paige Turner has been very helpful with me and helped promoting my book. They're very easy to work with, and they listen to what I want to do, and they try to help me do it the best that they could. I think that they're a very good company to work with.
Well, and they've done a nice job in working with you, and the book has become a real page-turner, The Leaves Change in Autumn. It's a great story by Irma Jones. Her website is authorirmajones.com. Book, of course, available at the usual other places, including Amazon. You can link onto our website and get more information. Irma, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program to talk about the story. Look forward to continuing our discussion, talking about the new book that you're working on. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
It has been a pleasure. The book, an excellent read, The Leaves Change in Autumn. Irma Jones, our guest on This Week in America. Her website is authorirmajones.com. Link on directly to Irma's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.